On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian Fanboy, how are you going?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
I am very well, and I'm excited to talk movies. What's going on in the old film world?
Well, the big news in movies this week was that Black Widow, the new Marvel Cinematic Universe film, was delayed again until next year. Although, you know...
Let me guess, was that a coronavirus situation?
Yeah. What's happening with movies is not, you know, the main thing that's happening, but it's an interesting way of kind of tracking how this is all playing out. And it's kind of when stuff happens with films that makes us know that, you know, it's still serious in a lot of ways. It's like the first thing that happened with this whole thing was when the James Bond film was delayed. That was when everyone was like, okay, this is a serious thing.
We need to take this seriously.
Yeah, and so Black Widow is supposed to come out in December, and now it's coming out next year. It's pushing back a whole bunch of other films.
Right.
West Side Story, the new version by Steven Spielberg, was supposed to come out in December. That's been delayed an entire year. So, yeah, this year's sort of looking like a bit of a write-off for blockbuster movies, but that doesn't matter. We're kind of separate from that down here, but we are at the mercy of those American release dates.
That's what I find really interesting, is I didn't realise how much, if one of those dates changes, it has a huge domino effect on just all other movies around the world. I didn't really understand that until we've started to see it kind of in action, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it's a piracy thing. I mean, we got Tenet before America. They let that happen, but that's been kind of deemed to have been not successful. That was a blockbuster. It sort of hasn't made as much money as I'm sure everyone would like to have hoped. And it's just that America is like, no one's getting it before us.
Typical.
Anyway, but we theaters are open here, and there's actually quite a few films opening this week in New Zealand. It's school holidays, so there's a bunch of kid films, including two films with the word pause in the title, as in P-A-W-S.
Oh, okay.
There's Cats and Dogs 3, Paws Unite.
Nice.
And which is the
that sounds kind of union-y. Cats and Dogs unionising.
Yeah, it's a big metaphor for the miners. No, every 10 years they make a Cats and Dogs movie, and there's a new one out this week, and there's a Paw Patrol movie, which is another thing.
That's Count me in.
That's a TV show, eh?
I believe so. And there's a new version of The Secret Garden with Colin Firth in it. They make an adaptation of that every decade or so. That it's been getting quite good reviews.
Cool.
And an E.T. wannabe film called Four Kids and It.
Nice.
Starring Russell Brand, of all people.
Oh,
E.T. was in my dream last night. He featured for a little bit.
Did he just pop up riding his bicycle?
No, I mean, it's hard to remember now, but he was definitely there for a bit of the dream.
He was having a chat.
Do you guys like him?
Beg your pardon?
Do you guys like Russell Brand? What's your take on him?
I don't.
I thought he
seemed like he was going to be a big star at one point.
Yeah.
And he kind of went on, I was going to say he went off the rails, but he got sober, which is a good thing. So he kind of went on the rails or something. But
I think when he was like, I think when he was hitting his stride was kind of at the same time that Pirates of the Caribbean was a thing. And he just was kind of a bit like Captain Jack IRL sort of vibe. So maybe that ship, so to speak, has sailed a little bit for that kind of
interesting theory. Yeah. He had a piratey vibe. Yeah. And so he was able to ride the crest of the pirate
wave.
I like, look at all these metaphors pumping out on a Friday morning.
Yes, but anyway, the main release that is out this week that I wanted to mention was a new romantic comedy called The Broken Hearts Gallery, which is actually really, really good.
Oh, and true.
It's nice when a romantic comedy comes along and is fun and slightly progressive, slightly pushing the boundaries of the genre a little bit. It's a genre that's been sort of stuck in a cycle of whiteness for a long time, and the Broken Hearts Gallery is just kind of it's a lot of romantic comedies have also been sort of streaming efforts recently. They've kind of become a teeny bopper genre.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Netflix films about lovelorn teenagers and stuff. This one is about a young guy and girl in their 20s in New York. The stars are Dacre Montgomery, who played Billy in Stranger Things. Do you watch Stranger Things?
I do watch Stranger Things.
Kind of a breakout performance. The pool guy, you know, he's always got his shirt off.
I think, is he a New Zealander? Is that a thing?
His dad's from Mangawai Heads.
Okay.
And but he grew up in Australia, and so he's an Aussie, yeah. But his and the other lead in the film is Geraldine Viswanathan, who was really amazing in a film a couple of years ago called Blockers. Did you see that?
Nah.
No.
And she's in a film that just came out this year called Bad Education. I didn't realise, but she's actually an Aussie too. She's half Australian, half Indian, and she's going to be a big star. She's kind of the main character here. And this is a film about, she plays a young woman who gets dumped and decides to put up a pop-up exhibition featuring objects from past relationships that people kind of donate and move on from their heartbreak by sort of letting go of the subject, which is kind of a cheesy idea, but this film just, it's got a great ensemble, just a casually diverse cast. The two leads have great chemistry. It's kind of nutty that it's this big American rom-com and the two leads are Aussies.
Yeah, that's pretty
and,
cool.
I actually interviewed the guy and the director for Letterboxd, which I think is going to be up today.
Cool.
Very nice people, great film, highly recommend.
That sounds like a good time. It sounds like maybe a nice sort of feel-good vibe as well, if you're needing that
yeah,
at the moment.
That or Cats and Dogs 3, Paws Unite.
Paws Unite, unionise your pets. Sounds like a good time all round. Thank you very much, Fabian Fanboy. Those sound like some great recommendations. We'll talk to you again next week.
Have a great one. Talk to you soon.
You too. Ka kite.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Some